The new operating system for Microsoft goes on sale tomorrow. It's called Windows XP. Today, you can log on to their website and sign up for reserved seats at launch events all around the country. Microsoft is spending hundreds of millions of dollars to market this product. Bill Gates, the chairman, calls it the most important piece of software in the world. Whether consumers agree will be decided in coming weeks and months. In any case, most new computer buyers won't have an alternative, according to PC Magazine editor Michael Miller.
This is going to be standard equipment on just about any new personal computer that you can buy today. For other people, they're going to want to buy the upgrade if they have an existing computer. And for that, you go into a computer store and you can buy it, or you can go to one of a variety of online merchandise places, and they'll mail it to you.
How much would the upgrade cost?
The upgrade is $99 for the home edition, and it's $199 for what's called the professional edition.
I have read that you have to have a computer that is sold after the holidays in 1999 in order to use the XP.
Well, that's at least what Microsoft is recommending. If you've got a newer computer, one that you got in the year 2000 or earlier this year, and you have at least 128 megabytes of memory, which is very important, then you can upgrade to this. But if you have an older computer or don't have enough memory, I would strongly recommend against it.
Well, 128 would just be the entry level for something like this, right?
Well, you can run it just fine with 128 megabytes. I've done that many times. Does it run better with more memory? Of course.
Microsoft operating Windows system has a reputation for being crashy. The thing will just shut down. Is the new XP going to solve that problem?
Well, it won't solve it 100%, but it is far more stable than Windows 98 or Windows Millennium Edition, which were the previous consumer operating systems. What's really important about XP is it takes the consumer features of those operating systems and marries it with the Windows 2000 operating system, which they've been selling to businesses for the past year. And that's a much more stable piece of code. I've typically run it for weeks at a time without rebooting, without any problems.
You're saying basically you'll have the same operating system at home as you do at the office?
As you can get at the office, yes.
That brings up another interesting point here. You will have to, if you have a laptop, let's say at home, and a desktop, a computer at home, you'll have to get two XP packages?
That's actually legally always been the case. Right now, what they've done is they've added this thing called Windows Product Activation, which doesn't let you install the same piece of software on multiple machines.
And how will they know?
You have to register the piece of software, or you have to activate it, either via the internet or by calling a phone number.
Let me ask you about the way it looks and what the real deal is here. If you walk past somebody with XP running, are you going to gasp and say, "That's really great, that's really a new era for computing"?
Out of the box, Windows XP looks very different. It's a much more colorful, much prettier operating system. The icons are better. And that's good. You know, people like things that are more highly designed.
Right. Is it easier to use?
It's a little bit easier to use as far as the user interface goes. What's more important is they've added in a bunch of things that make the basic operations of a computer easier. For instance, if you take a digital camera and you just plug it into a Windows XP system, it recognizes the camera and says, "Would you like to download these images? Would you like to turn them into a slideshow? Would you like to send them to a service bureau?" It understands immediately what you're doing without you having to load any software.
And the service bureau, of course, would be a Microsoft licensee.
You could do it to another vendor, but obviously, Microsoft wants to push their own services.
So, to sum it up, it looks a little glitzier, it is much more robust, a bit easier to use, and almost unavoidable, right?
On new computers, it's going to be unavoidable if you buy a Windows-based computer starting now.
Mr. Miller, thank you.
Thank you.
Michael Miller, editor-in-chief of PC Magazine.